This tape is an interview with Mrs. Minnie Hallam in her home at 1409 Royal Street in Arvin, California. The date is February 28, 1975, and my name is Philip L. Baird. I feel it is necessary to preface this interview with a few remarks. Mrs. Hallam migrated from Oklahoma to Kern County during the years of the Great Depression. This migration was dramatized by the great author John Steinbeck and his novel The Grapes of Wrath. Now, some people might take a dim view of this subject, for by its very nature it is somewhat negative. Granted, Kern County is rich in history, but part of this rich history is in its people that came to Kern County. If history is to be objective, then this interview is no less viable. I guess a good place to start would be, what part of Oklahoma did you come from?
Is that on there?
Yeah.
McIntosh County.
McIntosh County?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that in Oklahoma? Is that north or south?
I guess it's south of Muskogee, Chicago. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. When did you come to California?
1937.
1937. Now you said Vernon, your husband, came here before you did.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he come here before you did?
Well, he thought maybe it'd be better. We could do better out here.
And he wasn't sure what he could find out here? Is that why he came first?
He just came to pick cotton. He just came to pick cotton.
Anybody come out with him?
My brother, Buddy.
Buddy? Mm-hmm. Buddy Downham then.
Mm-hmm.
How many brothers did you have?
Eight brothers and two sisters.
Eight brothers, and that's a pretty big family.
Yeah.
A lot of them are out here now, aren't they?
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's see.
Who's out here right now?
Charles, Jesse, and Betty. And that's my brothers, three brothers, and then Dolly and Bernadine. Bernadine's in Reno,
mm-hmm.
Nevada.
Okay, why did you come to California? Well, was it really bad in Oklahoma?
Well,
life really hard?
Life was hard. You worked from sun up till sundown for 50 or 75 cents a day.
Is that right?
That's right. And my husband was lucky, and he got 75 cents a day in his lunch.
That was Vernon, huh?
Uh-huh. And most people worked for 50 cents a day, that's from sun up to sundown.
Is that right? That was about 1937 then.
37,
huh?
Uh-huh.
Is that right? Son of a gun. Well, what made you think life would be easier out here in California?
Well, because a lot of people from back there came. We heard, things people told about California, so we thought we'd come out and see what it was like.
Mm-hmm. Who came with you when you came out?
Now
you said Vernon, your husband, was already out here when you came.
Johnny May, our daughter.
Johnny did?
Yeah, she was about 2 months old.
Okay, who else came with you?
Was all. We came on the bus.
Just you two came on the bus?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a Greyhound?
Yeah, Greyhound.
The Greyhound those days?
And she had got tired, and she'd kick her boot off, and she knew what she was doing when we got here with her. Her dad said, "What'd you do on the bus?" And she said, "I ticked my boot off."
Is that right? Where'd you find when you got here? In other words, did you come right to Arvin from Oklahoma?
Yeah, I stopped at the bus station and then got a taxi on out to Arvin.
What bus station? You mean the bus station in Bakersfield?
Uh-huh, Greyhound.
Greyhound? Uh-huh. You had a taxi all the way out to Arvin?
Uh-huh. I didn't even know where was the Pomeranchet Range, and I didn't even know where the Pomeranchet Range was or anything. I knew it was south of Arvin, and we had some pictures. And we got there about 6 o'clock in the morning, and someone was getting up, coming outside their tents and everything. And
you mean you didn't know what the address was? You just had a picture. But did Vernon send you a picture in the mail?
Yeah, but I don't know I was supposed to call him to come get me, I think. But anyway, they didn't have a telephone. I don't remember. I was so.
Did Vernon live in a tent then?
Uh huh.
How long did he live in a tent?
Well, I can't remember until some of the cotton pickers left. We got in a tent for when we first got here for quite a while. And then after some of the people left, we got a tent and a cabin and tent. We put our washing machine.
Do you remember what that tent was now?
Uh-huh. It was, yeah, I can show you right out there. What was that?
It was right here in Arvin?
Uh-huh, it's right here in Arvin, right out south of town.
Not too far from the house here, then.
Uh-huh, it's, Old Palmer and Jewett Ranch out south of town is still out there.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Tell me this, what did Arvin look like when you first came up? Do you still remember? Were the streets paved, or what?
Arvin was, I don't know, it wasn't a very big place. I can't remember how many stores there were. But I know it wasn't very, I can't really remember what it was like.
Was Fairmount Boulevard paved then, 1937?
Part of it probably was. I don't know. I know there was sagebrush. That's what we burned for. We had a wood stove. We went out and cut sagebrush, chased the rabbits.
You use sagebrush for making fire?
Yeah. Can't you imagine how long that last?
How about jackrabbits? Did you eat a lot of jackrabbits?
No, we sprayed to eat it. Someone said it's poison, but that's every place.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Other than sagebrush.
Hmm. How about Bakersfield? Remember what Bakersfield looked like?
Well, Bakersfield, I really can't. It was a pretty good sized town, but Arvin wasn't very big. I can't really remember. I know they, let's see. The post office, you know, has moved now, and there's another big store.
What, Bakersfield?
The post office from Arvin has moved to another part of town. It was right down on Main Street when we first came, and another big store up on the other end. There wasn't too many stores in Arvin. I can't remember exactly what it looked like.
Well, let's see. You've raised how many children now since you live in Arvin?
Five.
Five children?
Mm-hmm. See, I have Johnny. One older than Johnny died, the little girl, and then Johnny did, and then that little girl died, and she's a baby. And then, well, it's been seven if they've all lived, but there's five living and two dead.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that really stands out in your mind that you really remember a lot about when you first arrived? Something that happened, or the way certain things were? I mean, I know life was pretty hard in those. I just wonder if you know some things you might remember. What did you mention to me about you having electricity? Remember?
Yeah, I remember. Never had electricity before, and we got a washing machine. We put the lived in the cabin. We put the washing machine in a tent, and we had a cord one from the cabin to the tent, and we had a garden in between tomatoes, and. I was wondering, we had WLD so we could irrigate, and I was irrigating the tomatoes and had my washing machine plugged in, and it came in plugged and fell in the water, and I was standing there barefoot, and I didn't know not to pick it up. And I pitched up and tried to plug it in. I dropped it again, and I pitched up again, and I, my hand just dropped to it, and I couldn't drop it, or I couldn't saw someone mm-hmm. across the street, and I couldn't say anything or anything.
What finally happened?
Finally, I got loose from it some way. I don't know how, but they said if you're behind a foliage, it'd kill me. Standing in that water, grounding it.
Right.
And then I had that in my hand.
I mean, you had no electricity in Oklahoma.
We didn't. Some people did, but we didn't. We had kerosene lamps and still were burnt wood and everything.
Now, I was talking to your son, Larry, not too long ago, and he said he can still remember taking a bath in an old tub. Is that right? Did you tell me the truth?
He's telling you the truth.
You had a bathtub in the old days, huh?
No, we didn't have a bathtub.
Yeah.
Even when we came to Arvin for a little while, we didn't.
Mm-hmm. You used to live right in the back here, didn't mm-hmm. you? That was a little house.
Mm-hmm.
When did you build the one you're in now?
1958.
Big difference, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What you like moving in here?
Yeah, this was really nice.
Were you one of the first people on this, on Arvin, on Royal Street?
No, there's a few houses here, not too many.
You know how many? Just a couple?
There's probably more than that. I can't remember just how many houses. There used to be one house, this little house sits way back over here. I think it's been here about one of the first houses that they left permanent. This road, this used to be an orchard, plum orchard here, and the boys used to run across here, play in the orchard, and when they started making this road, they called this road the New Road.
Well, what was the new, called the New Road?
The New Road.
There, right?
New Road. They didn't call it the street. They had to throw cloths and everything. And
now, did you, you picked cotton too, didn't you? Mama Vernon?
No, I didn't pick much cotton. See, when I came to California, we was expecting our other baby, and Vernon picked cotton, and we went to the, we out the field with a few times, you know, picking cotton then. Mm-hmm. I picked cotton, about 52, I guess I went out and picked just when I wanted to, you know, for the extra spending money.
Sure.
I picked about 200 a day, and then I quit.
Do you remember who Vernon worked for then? What was the name of the company or the man he worked for?
When he first came?
Yeah.
Oh, Pomeroy Jewett. Right.
Pomeroy and Jewett?
Pomeroy, P-O-M-E-R-R-O-Y.
Was that a pretty big outfit here?
Now they still have ranches. They still have the two ranches where we live. We lived here at Pomeroy and Jewett out here south of Arvin and up west of Arvin. Jewett is in by itself.
Mm-hmm. You know, some people have written books on what life was like, you know, in this area. Right around 1937, how unfair and how mean the landowners or the ranchers or the farmers were. Do you remember any of this?
I
remember a lot of trouble?
I don't remember, but I know if you was from Oklahoma, they thought you was trash. I mean, Oklahoma was really a bad word because they wrote the grapes of wrath, you know, and I can
right.
I can remember the government camp over here, really, I can remember some of that stuff looked about like what I saw. Not, they made it worse than what it really was, but the government camp, where people, you know, came from Oklahoma and every place, really did. Well, some of that was just like it was. And I remember the government camp and how they had those dances and things over there in Oklahoma. A few people did come out, and you know, they made hard on the name of Oklahoma. And it was they thought Oklahoma was just really trash. They thought, you know, most of it, they thought they weren't nothing. They thought all Oklahoma people were just people that came out here with a bunch of tubs on their back of the car and springs and all kind of junk, you know, and all this stuff, you know. But now I think that they, you know, they don't look down on the Oklahoma people. They call them Okies. But I think we're just as good as any of them. But
sure.
I'm being, you know.
Okay.
Really,
did you see that movie, Grapes of Wrath?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of that? Do you think that was, there's a lot of truth in
it? I think it made me sick.
Did it?
It made me sick. Really, there was a few poor people came, and some of the things probably really happened. Probably the kids did run around flushing the toilets, things you didn't know what they were. But I mean, some of that stuff was just, I thought it was, you know, it was too ridiculous.
In other words, you think it was kind of played up?
I think it played up a lot.
Yeah,
I mean,
right. How about remember the houses they lived in? Do you think that was about the way it was? Old wooden houses they lived in?
Mm-hmm. I think that's probably kind of lived in.
Mm-hmm. But do you remember actually a big problem between the ranchers and the workers? You know, I mean, in the movie they showed where there were riots, and I just wonder whether this was really the case.
Well, I don't think there really were around Arvin. I think the ranchers was Palmer and Joe, who we lived. They were nice to the people. I think that they. Not around Arvin. I think that was more or less up north, more when that happened. I don't think it was around Bakersfield.
So even though the story was written about Bakersfield, maybe you think something else was on his mind, a different place, or was it really as bad as the movie indicated?
No.
You know,
it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm. Do people have changed much? I think they're less friendly than they were in the old days?
Well, people's in too big of a hurry anymore.
Yeah, I think a lot of people agree with you there.
Too big a hurry, and they don't care. They don't care about getting involved. I mean, like they see an accident or someone hurt or something. Many people think, well, it takes too much time. I don't want to get involved, you know, I don't want to help.
Mm-hmm.
But in older days, still in Oklahoma, I think they would. I mean, and back in there, but here people's in a, I think it's really changed. Well, people still friendly, but you know, you still feel everyone's in a hurry. They don't have time for all this.
Yeah. Did Vernon ever Ever go to Los Angeles, go over the Ridge Rail?
Oh, yeah, that's done.
Well, that's changed a lot, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It used to be a big four-lane highway, wasn't it? Remember how big it was? Little street?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Old Street, Little Road. What kind of cars you have then?
Well, we didn't have one when we first came. Was it a Model A, Model T? What kind of little one-seated coupe, little model? Is it Model A? I believe I learned
Model
to drive.
Model A,
Ford? It's Model A, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Model A. I think that's the first one we had. Let's see. Yeah, I think it's Model A.
Mm-hmm.
1937.
But no friends came out with you. You came out by yourself then, you and your baby Johnny, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And you had to go around looking for Vernon. Do you have any trouble finding him? Showing that picture?
Lucky that, well, it was south of Arvin.
Mm-hmm.
On a ranch, it was such a bare space, it wasn't very much.
On a ranch?
Yeah, on a ranch.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We drove out south of Arvin and we saw some little tents and cabins way up in the field there, so we thought that must be it. And we drove up, and sure enough, there was just some of them coming out of their tents, you know, cabins. They was just getting up, getting ready to go to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. Vernon and some other saw us anyway. They hollered, "Here's your wife and your baby," you know.
What did Vernon say?
He said, "I'm grabbed us."
Is that right? Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. But you should have quite a few members of your family back in Oklahoma, don't you?
Yeah, I have. Can't remember. Let's see.
You got quite a few,
yeah,
anyway,
quite
don't
a
you?
Few. I'd have to count them. I have one brother in Abilene, Texas, and then there's the same. Most of them is around where I was.
Well,
that
kind of a brave thing for you to do to come out here all by yourself.
It was
you're a little scared. You're a little bit scared to come out here
yeah,
to see a baby.
But we didn't have change, but about I think about once or twice. Anyway, I guess the bus driver kind of watched after us. I never traveled any place or anything.
I was only
about 19.
You were that young? I'll be darned.
Mm-hmm.
How long was Vernon out here before you came out?
How long brought him in here?
Yeah.
See, I think he had been here about a month and a half or 2 months, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's been after us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that was kind of frightening, wasn't it? That's a long way to come on a bus.
It's a long way, that big old bus.
Well, listen, I don't think I have any more questions to ask you. That about winds it up. Is there anything else you'd like to say? You think of that might be unique or some kind of a memory that you've got that might prove interesting to somebody else?
Well, I keep thinking of
anything
right now.
You can't remember how big Arvin was, huh?
I wish I could remember.
It's hard to imagine, I suppose.
It was quite different than it is now. I can't remember if they had stores on both sides of the street, if it was just one side. I can't remember. But I know it wasn't a very big place. I can't remember. But the post office was, you know what Main Street is now?
Mm-hmm.
Down there where Boyce's Station is, that's where the post office was, down on the east end of town. And that's what they compare you to a different place.
Where do kids go to school then?
Well, here in Arvin, they had a school. I guess it was probably where Haven Drive is. It's
mm-hmm.
a small school. I can't remember.
Did all kids go into Bakersfield for high school?
Mm-hmm. Until 1951 was the first high school we had here. They built the school. I think it was 1951? Yeah, I think 1951. They built the high school.
Sure.
They had to go to Bakersfield High School before that.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I'm going to let you get back to work. I know you want to get your living room ready to be painted. I'd like to thank you again. Let me talk to you.
Well,
okay.
You're welcome, Phil.
Okay.